Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
And now, Ron, you were looking up this paper with regard to one of the members of your L.A. UFO group?
Yeah, one guy in the group for a long time is Dr. Eric Kelson, who actually is at a professor of chemistry at Cal State University Northridge. He has several interests in the field. One particular side interest he had was photoanalysis. It turned out that Ann Druffel managed to get the original photographs, which were instant photos, from an event in Santa Ana, and I think it was the 60s, you may be familiar with, in which a UFO was shot at a very highly structured, close craft, and about a number of photos were taken. And there's a whole big story about what became of them and so on, how they got them back and all that. Ultimately, she got those photos to Eric. He digitized them at a very high resolution, did some analysis, and managed to find some optical and atmospheric effects which couldn't be seen otherwise. And so kind of verified that this craft may have, it's maybe a little speculation, but might have had a ionization field surrounding it that attracted some pollutants in the air and created a dark area. And actually, when the craft finally flew away at a very high rate, it actually left a ring behind, which is a fascinating effect. By doing this photo enhancement, one could see perturbations to the ground underneath where the target object was, how the grass and dirt were swirling and so on, as reported by the person who took the photos. Now, ultimately, what happened was that Eric published the whole paper in the Journal of Scientific Exploration. One could find it there.
The important thing here is that you folks were not just running around looking at sightings and collecting brief bits of data, but actually trying to do scientific research to figure out what was going on.
Exactly. Yeah. We exactly didn't go around collecting data, interviewing people. There were other people more than qualified to do that, such as UFON field investigators, but that wasn't our function.
What about things like edge cases, abductions, stuff like that? Has any of that interested you? I could think if somebody is having abduction, sticking a camera in their bedroom would be helpful, but there always seem to be strange things happening when they've tried that.
Well, that is exactly what I mentioned I built a system to do way back when. The issue that I was afraid of the liability issue. You know, you put a camera in someone's bedroom and God knows what you pick up, right? It would start moving when anything moved, which would not be good. So I didn't want to implement it. Perhaps there have been a way to get around those perceived limitations.
If you're doing this, somebody signs a release. They understand the consequences. Actually, we don't want to see them engaged in certain practices with a fellow human being.
That's right. And, you know, you'd want them to review it and sign off on anything that came out of it and all those things. I actually wrote up at the time, I believe, like an NIH qualified release. But again, we just didn't go ahead with it. It was a little lame, but we just didn't do it. I still have that system. It was like a big box, thin, tall box with a camera embedded in it and a PIR sensor. In other words, an infrared heat sensor that would detect motion, just like same kind of sensor used in alarm systems. That was the idea anyway.
So somebody out there is having abductions. They could theoretically contact you and say, let me give it a try.
They could. I think if I did that today, I'd probably use the OTDAU system we already described, because it's simpler, better, faster, cheaper, you know, and all those good ways. Technology has moved on. In other words, that could be done with no more than a typical little webcam that people have in their homes now. They are IP cameras or USB cameras, both of which are readily interfaced to OTDAU. It already does that. They could just have the computer sitting anywhere in the house, you know, running the software, just waiting for something to happen. If anything moves, then it would record it, whether it was, if they set the camera to be in normal color mode or they set it to be so-called black and white or near-infrared mode, which most little cameras do.
Right. I was going to ask you sort of, and I think I know a couple of the answers, but it'd be good to hear sort of from you what maybe in a little bit more detail. What sort of advantage does your system have over something like one of the security cameras that you can monitor remotely on your cell phone now? I mean, I know a guy, he's got like three or four of them around his place, and he can just pull up his cell phone and show me exactly what's going on at his place at any time.
Right. Well, it's going to see changes. It does that, but it's going to see everything all the time without discrimination. Also, typically those kinds of cameras are only good for seeing things which are relatively close. That's their purpose. Whereas UFODAP, the kinds of cameras and the systems employed can see far distant objects. Some objects which only cover, which will be detected and then tracked, which are the two phases, which may only cover a few pixels in the camera field of view.
So they've got a built-in zoom then? I'm assuming, is it optical zoom?
Yes.
Very good.
That two of the cameras that are you see on the website are for sale now. One of them has up to 12 times optical zoom, and the other one is 30 times. And the other really important thing compared to the cameras you're mentioning is these are a kind of high-end, but still relatively inexpensive, thank God for technology currently, kinds of cameras where they are very, very light sensitive. In fact, they're starlight sensitive.
So, right, yeah. I saw one, you've got a sample there where the International Space Station is going over. It doesn't track it in the example that you've got, but you can see it going over quite clearly.
Yeah, that was a sample that was taken by one of our guys who has a system, who's out in, he lives in Walla Walla, Washington, and he has it mounted on his house, and that was an interest of his. So in the process of helping him, do that first initial use of the system, he captured that video and shared it with me, and I used it as an example. He knew that it has some gaps. You can see some gaps in the recording, but in the real world, it would be continuous motion. One of the really interesting things also that OTDAU does now that other systems, had no need to consider and don't bother with is the following. Oftentimes you want to see things in the night sky, right? The night sky, if it's clear at all to see anything, is full of stars and planets and stuff that blinks, right?
Right.
And you sit there blinking and twinkling. Those things would trigger the camera all the time. And you don't want that. So what the software has a mode, which is can be disabled if one wants to, but typically it's there. The system automatically knows when it's nighttime versus daytime. And if it's nighttime, it enables this mode where it samples the night sky for a period of time and recognizes all those little objects. And it puts a little purple circle around every one of them. And there's an example in the website of this. To show which things that it wants to ignore. After that period of time, it goes kind of in its normal tracking mode. Now, when something new comes along that is not close to one of those purple circles, close to one of those constant objects, it knows not to ignore it. Otherwise, it would. So that's just one of a number, as I was saying, a number of ways of discriminating between things of not of interest and things that are. And by using that method, using the camera in the SLV, I was getting constant stream of meteors and aircraft, for example.
Ron Ulch is here. UFODAP.com is the site to check out, where he's setting up a network of equipment to photograph, record UFO-related events. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Ron, over the years, your long-term interest in UFOs, have you formed any conclusions as to what you think is behind it?
Well, I hate to be too conclusive, trying to be scientific about it. I mean, personally, I feel that it's at least a portion of it that people report all the time is sufficiently what we might call nuts and bolts kind of stuff. such that it can be seen and felt and recorded by people. I mean, God knows that, you know, people are familiar with all the cases of effects on the ground and on people's health and in many other physical ways. And that is the segment of the phenomenon that I'm focused on. I think it's valuable to focus on other potential parts of the phenomenon. And I leave it to other people to try to do that. And I'm sure there's an overlap there, too. You know, that's why I've introduced spectral analysis. And that's why there's other aspects of phenomenon that are very technical physics that we may not understand that show up in very unusual ways on film occasionally. But that's the generally the direction I'm going at this time.
How is it that you and Chris met up?
Oh, well, that's very interesting, because through LAUFORG, before the LA group you mentioned, and that's during when that group was happening, we got connected up at the time with one of the members who was Wayne Hollenbeck, who is a good friend of Chris. Wayne and Chris had started what's called the Camera Project years before. And again, that project and my project, we know nothing about each other at all. It was just the most amazing happenstance that Wayne got involved with LAUFORG and talked about the Camera Project. And it turned out the Camera Project was something where they'd raised some amount of money. They bought some, security cameras, kind of like I use now. But they were only, just setting them up somewhere, at least they wanted to. They tried to get some permanent mounts, but that didn't go really well. But they were continuously recording video, which was, they recognized was not going to do it. And they actually got some money to pay some guys in Pisa, Italy, some university professors who volunteered and, well, being paid to write some software that would only record moving objects. When Wayne heard about what I was doing, he said, "Oh my God, that's exactly what we're trying to do, except I'd already done it." And these guys in Italy were fumbling around apparently and weren't able to complete. So they turned their attention and funds from them to me, and I completed that aspect of the project.
Excellent. So this was, of course, the Christopher O'Brien San Luis Valley Camera Project, which we've been following for years here on the Paracast. And so it's little by little you guys are making these steps of progress towards something that we're hoping that we can really get some data in with. So this sounds very positive.
That's exactly right.
What year was it that you hooked up with Chris then?
Oh, I think that must have been at least 3 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe more. I want to point out one really important thing that we're doing compared to the Camera Project and some of these other projects. As I mentioned, there's this other thing called the MSDA, or multi-sensor. Imagine that there's an event where you not only have one camera recognizing and tracking that optical event, but at the exact same time, you had another box that was recording changes to the electromagnetic or gravitational field at that exact same time. And it was also recording fluctuations in the RF field, the radio frequency spectrum. Remember, there's a radio receiver in the MSDO as well, which continuously scans a selected portion of the radio spectrum. And all of that is uploaded through the Internet to that software I mentioned called Mission Control. When Mission Control sees a change of any of those parameters, all the different parameters the MSDO does, whether it's a strange change in the electromagnetic field, the RF field or magnetometry or whatever, it starts recording all that. In addition, it's at the same time, it can be looking at up to six different data acquisition units, and say two of those could be the OTDAUs, say controlling two different cameras in that area. If both of those cameras lock onto the same object at the same time and are tracking it, then mission control has the capability of triangulating where that object is exactly and calculates its position above the Earth and speed, size, and so on, and plots all that on a real-time moving Google map. And it records all of that. So this is way beyond just looking for moving objects. This is looking for coordinated scientific data that shows in a way that you can't get from random reports by, you know, no matter how qualified the person.
Right. I mean, if you've got with triangulation, then you're going to get distance, in other words, for exactly. People who are less techie out there. So if you see some dot up in the sky, one of the big complaints of the skeptics would be, well, you know, it could be 20 million miles away. You don't know where it is, right? But if you've got triangulation, you can figure that out. And then if you've got this other data that goes along with it, then you can say, well, it wasn't just a floating balloon or a bird or something like that. It was something more unusual than that.
You're exactly right. And so you combine all these different, these abilities which didn't exist before, being able to triangulate and knowing exactly how far away it was from, exactly where it is on over the Earth and its altitude and its speed in real time. That's a game changer. As is getting all that other data. If the system also happens to include an MSDAU, all of that data together, all time synchronized, locked together, and it paints a picture of an event that has never been done before.
You know, before we proceed with the work that Ron Ulrich has done, we're going to talk to Chris O'Brien, former co-host of the Paracast. How you doing, Chris, by the way?
I'm doing good. Today was a little bit difficult, but I'm doing good, feeling better, and keeping myself out of trouble. Full-time job.
I bet with you it would be. In any case, in our next segment, I'm going to ask you how you hooked up with Ron Ulrich in setting up this project, because he's been giving us all the nuts and bolts and the background stuff that you've heard 3,000 or 4,000 times, and we want to look at where you stand, because you've been talking on the Paracast for several years about the UFO camera project for the San Luis Valley. And now with all this coming together, it's really, really going to be fascinating where it goes. We've got Chris O'Brien, Ron Ulrich, Gene Steinberg, and J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress is holding a rare weekend session as it tries to pass both the coronavirus stimulus bill and a general budget bill before a Sunday midnight deadline to fund the federal government. One of the issues still being negotiated in a COVID relief bill would be stimulus checks to most Americans. Senator Bill Cassidy said those are fine to include in the bill, but the Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that Congress should focus on helping out small businesses specifically.
The checks are okay, but the folks who are really hurting are the folks who are about to lose their business and laying off folks who otherwise would be employed. I say the best stimulus check is a paycheck. So I think there's a little bit of a different philosophy there if we can, you know, if checks are part of the deal, they'll be part of the deal. I think Ron Johnson's point was, let's take care of the folks who are really hurting, the unemployed, the folks about to lose their business, and therefore folks about to lose their jobs.
This is USA Radio News. As negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill continue, Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is raising an issue with the provision in the CARES Act that was passed earlier this year. Toomey wants to limit the Federal Reserve's emergency powers to provide loans to businesses, cities, and states, powers that it was given in the CARES Act. Senator Bill Cassidy believes that's a power that should remain with the legislative branch. He tells ABC News that Congress shouldn't be delegating its fiscal responsibilities to other agencies.
If the Fed is going to have powers for an emergency, Congress can grant those powers. But Congress should not continue giving away authority to the executive branch, to the Fed, etc. That's not how our founding fathers set it up. They wanted Congress to actually deliberate. We showed we can deliberate quickly. We can get the Fed with the authority and the Fed with the money for whatever is needed. But I personally would rather power to reside where our founding fathers wanted it to be, in Congress, and not cede it to other agencies.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Now, one more thing. Of course, Chris was hoping to get here a little bit earlier on the Paracast, but now you have 3 feet of snow on his front lawn or whatever it is. And that's the price you pay, Chris, for moving from Arizona to New York.
Yeah. It's the most snowfall they've had here in 26 years. We got nailed last night. It started around 3-4 o'clock, and it snowed and snowed and snowed until about 7-8 this morning, and we were at one point about 3 inches an hour. All the windows, the snow was above the windows. It blew in and piled up against the back door, and you know, in order to be safe with, some old guys here with some health issues. We literally had to dig our way out to the driveway and then, you know, kind of dig our way out to the wood pile. I'm used to, you know, snow being in Colorado for so many years, but it's been a while since I put that kind of time in to do the heavy lifting.
So. You'll probably feel it in the next day or two. It's good
well,
for you.
No, I feel it right now, believe me. But
it's so great
exercise.
To have you back on the show, yeah. Though, Chris.
Thanks, Randall. I appreciate it. And hello, Gene. The man of the moment here is Ron Olch, who I must say is just an amazing guy, and I'm so grateful, happy, and honored to be working with him. He's taking this proto-scientific field forward, kicking and screaming by the scruff of the neck. So, and what he's doing is historic. I am so honored to be a part of the process. And, you know, it's a perfect storm of...
well, exactly. Like,
a nor'easter.
Well, it's all mutual, Chris. You've just been essential to making it happen.
Well, have thank you guys merged your projects? Like, Chris, you had the San Luis Valley camera project, right?
Quick well, next. we have, before we really, talk about the history of the project, the mover and shaker that unfortunately, we don't have with us today was, my dear friend Wayne Hollenbeck, who he and I for 12 years, we really attempted to, as neophytes and non-engineers and non-computer scientists, not having Ron's education, his absolute dedication and talent, to stick to doing the engineering, we were floundering around trying to get this thing done in the valley up there in Colorado. We knew what we wanted, we knew what we needed, but we weren't quite equipped, in terms of our education and stuff, equipped to actually get it. And it wasn't until Ron became involved that the thing really, this whole idea and this whole project, pooling our talents, it's really leapt forward by leaps and bounds, and I really wish that Wayne was alive to see it. He'd be so proud. I mean, he almost single-handedly kept this thing alive. I mean, I was so just over it from so many times. You get frustrated after you fail. So many times of trying to get something done, people fall through, equipment falls through, all the trials and tribulations of the experimental process of trying to, kind of create the wheel in a sense. And, it wasn't until Ron got involved that, we really, really started to make progress.
Well, your persistence is certainly to be admired because it's been years in the making. And now it looks like you've got systems that have got totally proof of concept. We've checked out some of the videos there. You've got cameras that can track things with gratings for identifying from spectra. I assume maybe that will give you some clues as to what might be, the light gives you an indication what the thing might be made of. Polarizers, distance. Are you going to be setting this up out in the San Luis Valley, too, to complete the original San Luis Valley camera project?
Yeah, it, if we hadn't had this awful year of COVID, we were scheduled, and we have the entire trip and the actual operating costs for the first year. We have it all paid for. We've been able to, I'm not sure if Ron was able to cover our association with, the UFO Data Project, but, we've actually, how would you say they folded their hand on the card game because, you came up with the gear and they said, well, we really don't think that we need to continue on with UFO Data as our goal stated because you guys have already done it. So how can we help you guys take it to the next step? And so we've pooled our talents. Ron, why don't you tell them about Mark?
That's right. I mentioned it previously, but I remember when we first discussed with them, I came up with the thought that they readily agreed to, where we would, we originally wanted to not only collect the data, but also have the data repository, uploading and analysis aspects, because we didn't know of anybody else trying to do that. And then they came along and they had thought of doing kind of both of those things also. And we said, gee, why don't UFO Data, we'll just focus on what we're good at, which is all the engineering, design and development and distribution and maintenance and supply and support of all hardware and software to collect the raw data. And you, UFO Data, you provide the website to upload and store it and analyze and do all those things. And it's a perfect marriage. And that's what we're all focused on right now. And now we're both part, as I mentioned, of the SCU, and we trade complimentary discussions through that. And, in fact, I'm going to be doing a poster board presentation or something at their next national meeting in June, whether it's live or virtual. I don't know yet for sure, but they've invited me to do that. So to get more and more people with a proper scientific and technical bent focused on all this. And the UFO Data has put out the word to get help to accomplish their end of the deal.
Well, this sounds like such a positive, forward-moving, action-oriented project rather than, you know, so many people, and myself included, because I just don't have the kinds of resources. I've tried to get people together to work on something like this, but you guys are actually doing it. It's an action-oriented thing that could actually produce some sort of results instead of sort of just, you know, you sit on the internet, you look around, you research through all of this stuff that's already been done and said, and maybe you'll find something kind of new and interesting to talk about. But I think that this really is what could take the whole field to the next step.
That's exactly right, Randall. That's very well said. Yep. And what you and Gene are doing here today is an essential part of getting the word out and letting people know that such a thing is happening and hopefully encourage some participation.
How transparent will you guys be if you get in? Like, suppose you have some sort of an alien craft come up and, you know, it's really clear and it's in your field of view. And, you know, are you going to just tell the world or are you going to sell it to CNN or what's the plan?
Well, you know, I hope that this will go through an appropriate scientific vetting process. The worst thing we could do is take some raw data out of nowhere and put it out there and say, we figured out what this is. You know, this is like almost an IFO, right? That would be bad, as you can imagine.
Hey guys, let's do our break. We've got here Ron Ulch, Christopher O'Brien, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, talking about the UFODAP.com site and the realization finally of Chris O'Brien's dream of a camera project to track paranormal events. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Like old times, Chris O'Brien saying that. Let's have our applause here. Come on, Randall, applause. You see, I could also dub in fake applause and have a big crowd, yeah, but you see now it's a virtual crowd.
Let's do that.
You really want to do that? No, the audience wants something genuine. There are four people here, and that's it. And that's how it goes. Now, this is always the thing I wonder when you have a project going on where you're trying to track the presence of UFOs. What if the UFOs decided, you know what, we don't want to go there because of that?
It doesn't matter. We have one of the most active military training routes in the inventory of flight, areas in the country, utilized by the Air National Guard and by the U.S. Air Force to, possibly test new and exotic aircraft. We also have incredible amounts of, potentially as yet identified natural processes that people mistake, I think, or something, extraordinary. And, heck, we could even help count whooping cranes or sandhill cranes flying over. There's a lot of different applications that this particular type of system could provide users. And, there's $2 billion worth of methane that's right out in front of our main camera site between us and the Great Sand Dunes National Park. And seeing some of that gas fluoresce or seeing the piezo effects of the quartz and the Sangre de Cristos shooting up, cold sparks into the atmosphere, earthquake lights, the earthquake fault lights. There's a bunch of things that, natural processes that we could help science, get a little bit more data to help analyze what these things are and contribute to the process of our understanding of the natural world. So it's not only, aliens and UFOs that we're after. We're after anomalous aerial objects or events that science has been unable to analyze because possibly these things are too infrequent. They're not predictable, obviously, and it's very difficult, to actually demonstrate that these types of processes are happening. So, we've got a whole array of gear, as I'm sure Ron has talked about, and you can apply that in many, many different ways and for many different reasons.
So basically here, you could basically sell this service to other companies to enhance whatever they're doing.
Yeah, in theory, yeah, we could. Obviously, we do have, and I think Ron would agree, we do have our our priorities and what we're really looking to demonstrate, some data and get some events captured. But, there's unintended consequences that could happen as well that I think would just show that wonderful, axiom as we move forward and our technology gets more sophisticated, we may be able to overwhelm mysteries with data.
Well, there's a big question I have of this too, which is, can a system like this, these systems, be fooled in any way?
I'm sure they can. Let's find out how.
Yeah, I mean, fooled in what sense? I mean, clearly things could happen that require some careful analysis because you don't know what they are right away, which is typical of the phenomenon and many other natural phenomena, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. What I wanted to ask Chris there, and this is for some of our listeners who maybe aren't as familiar with what we're talking about as we are. You're going to be your primary location for this is the San Luis Valley, I'm assuming, and that's where you want to get the multiple cameras set up so you can get triangulation and stuff. So, can you tell us a little bit more about the San Luis Valley? Give us a bit of a background because all kinds of really interesting things have happened there. So, tell our listeners kind of what that's about and some of your history with the valley, Chris.
Yeah, well, as longtime listeners of the Paracast know, I spent the entire 1990s as a field investigator, networker, kind of a liaison between the public, law enforcement, the national parks and national forests. I became a clearinghouse locally for people that had unusual experiences to give them recourse. In other words, some place where they or a person that they could go to without fear of ridicule to talk about their experiences, submit their evidence. After 10 years, I had amassed quite a database of unusual experiences. And I can really safely say with all confidence that I really firmly believe that the San Luis Valley is, if not the most anomalous area in North America, it is way up there in the top two or three anomalous areas in our continent, meaning that it has a variety and intensity of unusual experiences that you're not going to find everywhere else. Everything from all types of UFO sightings, every different type of size and color of orb, of structured craft, from huge, blot out the sky, black triangles, some even reported by law enforcement being accompanied by conventional aircraft, to, small scout type ships. I mean, you just run down the gamut of things that you see on the internet, whether it's cryptozoological things like Bigfoot and haunted sites and strange occult claims of occult activity, flying humanoids. The list goes on and on.
Right. You've got a book about it, in fact, too, Mysterious Valley, which I happen to have. It's a very good book, too, that describes a lot of these things.
He actually has several books on the subject.
Well, on the valley, I have three, yeah.
Right. And Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. And then what is your third book?
Enter the Valley, which was the was supposed to be part two of my first book, but they wouldn't release it because it would have been too big to combine both books. It would have been 500-600 pages. So they told me to cut it out. So I did, and then I assembled the all the historical data and stuff like religious miracles and treasure legends and the first serial killer in North America and, some really interesting stories from the history of the area. That was all put under its own title, you know, Enter the Valley. And in Secrets of the Mysterious Valley was the additional 10 years of investigative work that I did after the first two books came out. Also talked about my relationship with Lawrence Rockefeller, who funded me for 2 years, and got into some of the more personal stuff that I, you know, what it was like to actually go through a 10-year process of investigating these just bewildering kaleidoscope of phenomenal events.
You know, when you talk about Rockefeller, you think we've got some really rich people these days worth far more than Lawrence Rockefeller was worth.
Yeah.
We've got Jeff Bezos. We've got Bill Gates. We've got few people out there, Warren Buffett, you name them, 10, 20 people, any of whom could send out, hey, here's $1 billion, have fun.
Well, here's an interesting thing. UFO data is a 501c3. So that is a convenient mechanism that one of those groups might want to donate to.
Right. Yeah, good point.
UFO DAP is a California LLC, which is just me, and I did that just for, you know, to operate properly in California, a trivial thing. But that, again, our collaborations is going to make it possible to sustain ourselves through individuals just buying equipment. But there's also that mechanism we just mentioned where, a Bill Gates or somebody could come along and do something more substantial properly.
Have you folks tried to devise a way to get in touch with these people, acquaint them with what's going on and what the advantages might be to them of doing this? We'll have that answer and hold that answer for our next segment, because we're talking with Chris O'Brien, Ron Ulch, Gene, and Randall, and we're talking about UFO DAP. That's P like in Peter, by the way, UFODAP.com. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.